show today. We have PSU's very own Priya Dozier talking about PSU and the University of South Florida completing their very first Internet of Things summer program with the students there, and who knows what cool ideas are going to come up with, so you got to check it out.
NAFQ Services offers a peer-vetted portfolio of trusted providers. Our preferred partners are your proven partners. Their support enables NAFQ to be the most powerful advocate for credit unions. NAFQ Services, supporting credit union success for over 40 years.
Broadcast, welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have PSEU's very own Priya Dozier. How are you, Priya?
Hey, I'm doing well, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing well, doing well. Thanks for asking. Hey, we got a pretty cool topic here we're talking about today. PSEU and the University of South Florida kind of got together and created this Internet of Things summer program that just completed this past summer. This is a pretty cool program, you guys. Can you tell us a little bit more about it and how it came about and what's involved?
Sure. Yeah, it was a pretty exciting opportunity for us. So this past summer, we worked with the University of South Florida. They have a program within what's called their Practice Center. And what they do is they allow businesses within the community to tap into some of the student resources that they have in their Masters of Business Analytics program. Mm-hmm. And how it works is the organizations contract with USF, and through that they are able to access at least two students. You can actually have more than two students. Wow. And also a professor who guides the program. So what we had to do was sort of define and construct a project that was interesting to the students. Mm-hmm. And something that PSU was obviously interested in exploring. Mm-hmm. And that's how it all came about, is we reached out to them and started working through the details from there.
Mm-hmm. Is this something brand new that you guys just started, and if so, will it continue maybe next year or in the year after? Or
yeah, so it is new. It's something that we tried. Okay. So if you think about it from an innovation standpoint, we're always trying to keep up with the latest technology and what's happening out there. And I think one of the struggles that we have, as many organizations do, is how do you sort of maintain that balance to understand a new technology without disrupting what your existing IT organization mm-hmm. is doing, right? Yeah. So yeah. It would be major disruption if I walk over to IT and hand them a device and say, hey, tell me how this works. So we saw this as a sort of a chance to do that with the students. And we thought it was unique because these students are anxious to get the skills to understand how Internet of Things work. Mm-hmm. So it seemed like a really good match from us being able to learn the technology as well as the students being able to explore and sort of expand their skill sets a little bit.
Indeed. And when you mention the phrase or the terminology Internet of Things, you automatically pique a lot of people's interest, especially those in the financial services industry. So specifically, do you have any examples of what transpired or any projects or whatever took place?
Sure. So to give you a little bit of a lay of the land, yeah. we laid out a project in terms of a couple of phases. The first one was some discovery, right? So what we did with the students is we sat down and we started to talk through what are some feasible use cases that we can deliver in 12 weeks, because that's not a very long time. And the students, they really started with, we literally bought some devices and had them in the boxes, and they started from the box. So they had to open the box, take out the devices, and we said, hey, can you make these devices talk to these, this type of data? And that was the challenge to them.
Okay.
So we really had to get a little more real about what the use cases could be. Mm-hmm. And then they started developing. They started doing what we call our proof of concept or development phase. Mm-hmm. And so they were able to connect those in. And then we were able to bring it back here to PSCU and do some testing on mm-hmm. it. And then the final phase was really for them to outline some of the best practices that they learned from each of the devices. Mm-hmm. How did they work? What were some challenges that they encountered? And they were also required to provide us back with documentation, screenshots, and to share with us what they learned and how it worked. Throughout the entire program, we had a professor who guided them. There mm-hmm. were some paths that they went down that just didn't work, and he was able to guide them back.
That's okay.
And then we also had an innovation strategist who led the project from beginning to end. So she was sort of that point mm-hmm. on behalf of PSCU to say, hey guys, this makes sense for PSCU and our credit union member owners, mm-hmm. and these may not make so much sense. So that's sort of how it evolved.
Okay. And that kind of leads me to my next question, is kind of the credit union connection here. So, I mean, were they developing things that would, I guess, pertain to the financial services industry, or was it like a washing machine that could talk to the grocery store and say, hey, I'm out of detergent, can you order some more? What was it like?
Sure. So we're not quite there yet for the washing machine talking, but I think we're all anticipating.
There.
Yes, apparently. I would love that for my own household. But where we were able to get to was to be able to sort of understand the nuances of the device and what that might mean for security, for example.
Oh, yeah.
So let's say a credit union wants to engage with their members through one of these devices. Mm-hmm. Some of the things that the students learned was that one device authenticates voice, whereas the other doesn't. Mm-hmm. So if you think of a scenario like that playing out where one roommate might be able to initiate a payment using someone else's payment instrument. So the advice that we want to offer back to your credit union is, hey, if you're going to go deliver member experiences through an IoT channel or a voice channel, mm-hmm. you have to think about, can you add another layer of security or yeah. another layer of authentication yeah. in this particular device, because it doesn't really do that for you today. Mm-hmm. So those are some of the sort of the use cases and instances, things that we wanted to draw out of this. And then obviously going forward, we want to make sure that when from our integration perspective, mm-hmm. all of our services are available for the voice channels, and they're easy to be consumed. So, you know, a member might ask one piece of a question. Can a credit union easily retrieve that service gotcha. From us, retrieve yeah. the answer from us? Mm-hmm. So those were some of the usable things that we were able to glean from the project.
Oh my gosh, exciting, exciting stuff. So what are some goals of the program?
Sure. So the main goal of this program for the summer was really to explore the devices and the technology, right? Mm-hmm. So what the innovation team is going to do next with it is we had looked at possibly extending the devices into some teams that participated in our knockout event have them be able to take it to the next level.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, our knockout event got affected a little bit by the hurricane.
Yeah, just a little
so
bit.
We're all, a little bit. Yeah, so we're also looking at ways to sort of leverage what we've learned when we build new products. Again, coming back to authentication, mm-hmm. how do you make sure that when we're deploying our products across not just the web, not just mobile, mm-hmm. but also now from a voice channel, what are the authentication things that need to be in place there to mm-hmm. make sure that we're secure? Mm-hmm. So we're sort of looking at what we're learning here and feeding that back into the product teams and from a roadmap perspective to make sure that we're factoring those things in and considering them as we're looking forward to the future. Because we know there's some time for credit union members to get into this channel, but we want to stay ahead of that a little bit and yes. make sure that we're accounting for it and thinking about it so that we're ready when we start delivering experiences through the voice channel.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, this is so cool that you guys are doing this. How are the students going to benefit? Are they like looking for jobs at PSEU or a credit union what's in it for them, I guess?
Sure. Yeah. So first of all, they had an amazing summer.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
PSEU. They were very grateful for the opportunity to learn and to be able to look at these devices. They're not completed yet with their program, so they're still continuing in the Masters of Business Analytics program.
Okay.
So at the end of it, they have made some contacts here at PSEU. We would love for them to, come back and sort of take a chance at working here. Mm-hmm. So we were conscious about making sure that they were networked properly and for them to be able to reach out to us should we need to provide them with anything. Mm-hmm. But what they walked away with was they definitely understood and appreciated the credit union experience mm-hmm. and the credit union differentiation. And I think coming into it, I'm not sure they were clear on what really that meant.
Mm-hmm.
And leaving, I think they walked away with understanding how service is important, how critical it is for us to, anticipate what our members' needs are
yeah.
and to be here for them.
Yeah.
And obviously, the most obvious thing is they walked away with some really valuable skills on their resumes that they can then use. If you think about combining IoT with analytics,
mm-hmm.
it's a powerful combination
oh,
in
yeah.
the future. And that's what I think that will help them tremendously in their next job opportunity.
Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth thinking about the resume. What a great item thing to put on your resume. My gosh. I mean, that's just very cool stuff. All right, Priya, to wrap up here, When will it be held again? And then if so, how can people sign up or even maybe credit unions get involved in this? Or is it just kind of a PSCU, University of South Florida thing?
You know what? So we are looking again in the summer to see if we can create an interesting project next 2018 summer.
Yeah.
So there is no rule to say credit unions can't participate in it. I think we would definitely welcome that. It'll depend on the type of project that we define and where we want to go with it. But it is on our radar.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any specifics yet as far as what we might pursue.
Mm-hmm.
But we thought the program was a success. And it was very valuable for the innovation team in particular, because now they have another sort of avenue or another arm that they could sort of leverage to tap into some technical resources mm-hmm. without having to tax our technical organization.
Right.
So I think it's definitely one of the tools that, you know, it's now in their toolkit. So as they explore things like blockchain and further authentication solutions and things like that, I think we're going to have to think about, hey, could we tap into some of these resources, some of these students again,
yeah.
and be compelling enough for them to want to raise their hand and say, yeah, I want to work on that project. You know, when we rolled this out with USF, we did, I think we posted the job, you know, they post the job, and we had about 40 students initially interested in it.
Wow.
And that was surprising. It's a master's of business analytics program. And so we were very excited and impressed. And when we started looking at the resumes, the talent was unparalleled. So it was really difficult to choose the students. It really came down to making sure the personalities worked well with us mm-hmm. and worked well with the culture and worked well with each other.
Yeah.
So it was good from all avenues, and I think we'll definitely look into it again in the future.
Right on. Well, we'll keep the folks posted on this thing, because that sounds like such a great idea. What a great program. And then obviously credit unions can benefit kind of a little bit ways down the road here with some of these. I mean, who knows what ideas you're going to get whenever you have one of these programs. So it's just really cool that you guys are doing this. So good stuff. And send me some information on
okay.
how people can sign up when it's available, and we'll put it in the show notes and stuff so people can get to it and get involved. Keep this stuff
All
moving
right.
forward. Very cool. Anything else to add, Priya, before we wrap up here?
No, that's it. I mean, thank you for your time. I appreciate it. And it was a very exciting project, and we're very happy to share it with you.
Indeed. So we look forward to 2018 as well. Good stuff, Priya. Thank you so much. Keep up the good work there at PSCU. You guys are doing some good stuff.
Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.
MathQ Services offers a peer-vetted portfolio of trusted providers. Our preferred partners are your proven partners. Their support enables NAFQ to be the most powerful advocate for credit unions. NAFQ Services, supporting credit union success for over 40 years.